given so much banter from behind me doing this. So, prosthetics, dogs, wheelchairs, high-performance cars, 4x4s, tattoos. We've got everything here. It can only be the Invictus Games. No blowing from the left, thank you. Thank you all, everybody else, for coming here today and showing your support for the announcement of the British team behind me. I'd really like to take this opportunity to thank the media for every one of you coming down here today and really showing a huge amount of support for what we're trying to achieve here and by giving us continued coverage amongst the press. I know that I appreciate it, as well does all the organisers and the team behind me. It really does make a difference. Obviously, I'm delighted to be here to introduce the British team for the Invictus Games behind me. Although you'll be pleased to hear, I'm not planning on going around and introducing them individually one by one. To all of you behind me, I would like to congratulate you all on making the team. I know you've given all the selectors a lot of headaches in a good way. And Martin Kolkoff, if you're here, thank you for heading this whole thing up. I know that I've been the headache for you. These men and women here have achieved so much already, but by being selected for this team is another significant milestone in their life beyond injury. However, the Games is not just about those taking part, but all those in the wider family, by which I mean those who didn't make the team. Everyone here behind me will be competing for themselves, but also for their mates. Also, the many doctors, nurses, physios and friends who have played a part in the rehabilitation of these and many other remarkable men and women. Whose dog is that? And above all, the families of all those sitting here and those who will be watching on television at home, thank you. No one recovering from a life-changing injury could do it alone, and everyone behind me will testify to that. The support of friends and family is vital, and the Games themselves will recognise this huge contribution by recognising all the families and the support that they've been giving. With the Games only 4 weeks away, I cannot wait to be watching this team compete against the other nations in the fantastic venues at the Olympic Park and Lee Valley. Guys and girls, I wish you all the very best of luck in the final weeks of training. You've got 4 weeks left. Let's make sure we're in top tip condition to beat everybody else and bring back as many medals as we possibly can, not forgetting it's the taking part that counts. There's still plenty of tickets available. Well, there's not plenty of tickets available, there's some tickets available for those who haven't managed to get one yet. And I'm going to shut up now, and I'm going to hand over to Captain Dave Henson, who will be showing his birthday the day after the closing concert. Thank you.